Welcome to Menawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast. I'm C.B. Darogi. This week, Discerning Magic by Andrew Akers. Marcella marched a lonely road. The war's end had come quickly, and too few shared the journey home. Her friends were gone. Her platoon was gone, the last of their atrophied number, wishing her luck as the train pulled from her station. They had been victorious, but only if the definition was loose enough to include so much loss. She had set out with such purpose, such righteous anger. The enemy had attacked a supply yard in Darlwurst, and a child had been killed in the crossfire. How many more children died in the conflict that followed? Hundreds? Thousands? Marcella didn't know, and didn't care to know. The child within her was gone, as was that once righteous purpose, and that was enough. "Keep your head up," the voice of Rebecca said. "No matter how dark things get today, a new sun rises tomorrow." Rebecca, of course, was gone now. Her bastion of optimism burned by wizard's fire. Henry was gone too, so was Allison. The other side of the great curtain contained more of Marcella's loved ones than this one did, and it took everything the former enchantress had not to leave the stage and join them. A wayward breeze swept the fields around her, making the flowers dance and the grass sing. Marcella swore the flowers had once been more colorful, and the grass song sweeter. Maybe they were, and maybe it was, but not to eyes that had seen what hers had. The magic was gone. "Why am I doing this?" she said aloud. "Come back to me," a voice answered on the wind. He had said that the day she left, and she had pondered his conviction every day since. "I'll be here, waiting." "It's been 8 years, Adrian," she whispered. "You've experienced so much of your life without me. I've experienced so much, too. Would you still want me back, knowing I... Marcella broke off and tried in vain to conjure an illusion between her hands. Just like every attempt since that final battle on the mountain, nothing came. Esoterra refused to flow through those who abused it, and Marcella had used it to destroy too much. There was no returning to the person she was. The magic was gone. Ahead, a thin plume of smoke drifted above the trees. Adrian had a fire going and was probably cooking dinner. The cabin arrived a few minutes later, picturesque and sweeter than Marcella remembered it. Its simple wood and stone design betrayed little of the expert eye that had crafted it. It was everything she needed it to be, and it felt like a stranger. Her journey across the cobblestone to the front door was harder than the rest of the trip. It was harder than her years-long march to the Forbidden Mountain, harder than the months-long battle that followed. It took every ounce of her remaining courage not to run, and required even more to knock. But knock she did. There was a long stillness on the other side, and then heavy footsteps moved toward the door. It was thrown open, and Marcella locked eyes with the person she had bound her soul to all those years ago. Adrian was a bear of a man. He towered nearly 7 feet tall, though the doorway they had built together stood taller still. Patches of gray had invaded his jet-black facial hair and temples, giving him the look of a man wizened during their separation. He looked strong. He looked happy. He looked good. "Marcella," he managed, voice cracking, tears fled from his eyes like water from an overfilled cup. Cup. Tableware. Marcella's heart sank at the two places set up on the table behind him. Veggies and meat steamed from both, rising like the smoke from the cabin she could no longer call home. I... Marcella stammered, trying to find the words. I'm back. I'm sorry for interrupting. Is there someone else here? Sensing her struggle, Adrian's voice answered all three. It's for you, he said, gesturing to the table. I've fixed you a plate every day since you left, just in case you came back with an empty stomach. A small smile fought for ground across Marcella's face. It was victorious. Tears arrived next, mirroring her lover's own. Maybe, she thought, as she and the big man embraced for the first time in nearly a decade. Maybe there's some magic left, after all. This has been Discerning Magic, written by Andrew Akers. Thanks for tuning in to Manowaker Studios' Flash Fiction Podcast. Enjoyed this episode? Let us know. You can email us at podcast@manowaker.com, hop into the Manowaker Discord, links in the notes, leave a review on your favorite podcast app, or share the show with a friend. Every little bit helps keep the stories alive.